Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
One. Talking with George Pfeiffer, head coach of the Montana State Billings men's team, opened up the season impressively with a win over Dickinson State, then went down to Gonzaga University within five at the half, and then as expected, I think probably even from George's standpoint, Gonzaga pulled away in the second half. All in all, though, pretty nice way to start the season.
You know, anytime you can come home and start your season like we did with Dickinson State, I was really pleased. Where there are lots of things that we were going to have to get better at, no question, and we knew that coming in. It was a great way for us to kind of check our status and still win the game. That was the perk. Jump over to the Gonzaga game. They're really, really good. I mean, really, really, really good. I mean, Jay Billis and Dick Vitale. Not that they're the Moseses of college basketball, but they both have them in the Final Four, and there's a reason for that. I mean, they've got several people that Final Four is coated with people who get drafted in the first and second round of the NBA, and Gonzaga has that. So I was really pleased with how we approached the game, and I mean, when I say we are players, their mentality. It's a very hostile environment. You can't hear yourself think or speak. And I thought our kids really competed for 40 minutes.
Let's talk a little bit about Michael Hall. Obviously, in a very, very impressive start. Scores over 20 against Dickinson and Gonzaga. This is my question for you, and I think you'll understand it in the spirit that it's intended. I think every good team, just about every good team, has one player that, you know, when things maybe aren't going well, that you can just kind of put it on their shoulders and say, you know what, get us through this. Hall is no question. He's that type of player. But you know what? Hall's not going to score 20 every night, I think it's safe to say. Do you have the personnel surrounding him, do you think, down the road as this maturation process continues for this team, the personnel to maybe pick it up, maybe when Hall's maybe not having the kind of night that he had in the first two nights?
Well, we would like to think we have some players that are going to have big nights for us. Now, what you're asking and what you're stating, I think, is very true. Good teams, when you know all of our fancy little sets and plays and all that other kind of stuff aren't working, or the ball's not going in the hole, you need to be able to throw the ball to somebody and then go get you a basket, because that kind of takes the lid off of it, you know, so to speak. Not that I'm a big believer in that, but you need to throw the ball to somebody that can make a basket. Well, we'd like to think that we have several guys on our team that have that. That have that capability. Now, that hasn't come out yet, and so that's still purely speculation. But if we want to have some bigger aspirations and want to have some bigger goals to start placing in front of ourselves as the season unfolds, we are going to have more people step up and make plays and have big nights for us.
Now, Mario Burns, very impressive, though, at the point guard position. I know that was an area at the start of the year that I don't know if I want to say it was a concern, but it was one of those areas that you certainly had to see how that kind of developed. But he's got off to a nice start for you.
Well, I thought in the first half he was just running all over the place. He's really fast. He was in fifth gear all the time. You can't be in fifth gear in the driveway. You know what I mean? And so he would fly down the floor, and he did such a better job in the Gonzaga game against a higher level of player and a higher level of pressure. But I thought, as the Dickinson State game kind of unfolded, we as a team started to execute better in the half court. But I would say in the first 25 minutes of the Dickinson State game, there was really no representation of anything that we'd worked on, and we'd spent a great deal of time of it in the half court. And again, that comes back to not playing anybody for 3 weeks. And Mario had some responsibility in that. And I thought he did a better job of attacking the basket against Gonzaga and then circling and pulling it out. We were watching that tape at 2:00 in the morning. We were driving back Saturday night, and I praised him for that. I thought Brett Taylor came in, and I think he would be the first to tell you that it's a byproduct of going against Mario's pressure every day in both the Gonzaga game and the Dickinson State game. You know, I think Brett's probably more comfortable playing at the two spot, but we need him to be at the one, and I thought he did a really good job. He was very much under control, kept the ball centered, and got us into some things. And so we executed offense in the Gonzaga game way better than we did against Dickinson State, but we worked on it, and our guys worked on it. We just didn't make the shots because of the height and the athleticism against Gonzaga.
Coach's show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with more of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer coming up next.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Your Billings, Sheridan, Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show. Ken Adelblue, along with Montana State Billings head men's basketball coach George Pfeiffer. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Dickinson State game, and this is something we talked about in the post-game interview after the game. You know, let's face it, after the season that the Yellow Jackets endured last year with just one win, there was a time in the second half where, for really the first time in the ball game, at least from early on, Dickinson State took the lead. And you know that there were a lot of Yellow Jacket fans, and I'm going to be honest with you here. There was even a part of me that was going, okay, here we go again. And yet, this team, after blowing, I shouldn't say blowing, you know, Dickinson State, give them credit, they battled back, but after losing a double-digit lead and then falling behind, they responded, and it's always nice to see a team early in the season handle that adversity.
Well, if we make free throws, we don't get into that situation. I mean, we're up 24-10, we make free throws, I think we were 2-for-7 in the first half from the foul line, and we missed 17 free throws in the game, turned the ball over 25 times. Those two things right there, you should lose the game. I mean, you should lose the game. What we did was we competed, because in that game we missed 22 shots, we grabbed 16 offensive rebounds, and you and I had talked about that after the game, and we had 3 offensive putbacks off of missed shots inside the last 6 minutes of that game. Those are backbreakers. You know, you come down, you guard the other team, they shoot the ball, you force them into a tough shot, and then the other team grabs it and lays it up. You know, and that is, you know, the song track, Here We Go Again. We're working really, really hard in practice and in the locker room and off the court to erase that soundtrack as much as we possibly can. Can we understand that other people have that music in their car? Yeah, we do, and we understand why. And we're a long ways from that soundtrack being erased. But I was, you know, it was kind of a good thing for us to get in that situation. It's not the one I'm hoping for, don't get me wrong. I know my wife doesn't like it. But it was kind of a good thing to be in a situation where we were down 5. I mean, if you think about it, it was a situation. We had a 19-point swing in the game, and not only were we down 5, we came back and went up 10 in a very short period of time. So, you know, and again, Mike Hall is in the first 2 games for us has been really, really key, because, you know, 32 points and 24 points, it's been good. He's kind of packed us on his back from the offensive standpoint.
You put something the other day in the postgame that actually really impressed me, because I'd never thought of it that way, and I thought it was brilliantly put. I was talking about Derek Wright, who I thought had an outstanding game, you know, from the floor. I think he was 6-for-7 or something of that nature. But you mentioned the turnovers, and I thought it was a great line. You figured, from your standpoint, he wasn't even 50%, because you were counting the turnovers there in terms of the shooting position. Now, I'm saying this in a joking manner, because I was very, very impressed, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he develops during the year, because this kid's a stud.
Well, He's 6'7", he's 240 pounds, he's got good moves, and he was no different than anybody else we had on the floor in Tuesday night's game. He was in a rush. Everything he did was in a rush. You know, the John Wooden line, play quick, don't hurry. We were in a hurry. Everything we did was in a hurry. And that's okay. I mean, guys are trying to play hard. They're trying to compete. They're trying to get something done. I mean, goodness gracious, you'd hate to think you were having to get the, you know, briquette fire starter fluid out and spray it on somebody and throw a match to get him all fired up. They, you know, he's trying to do something, but he was 7 for 8 and he had some turnovers. So at the end of the day, we're 7 for 15. The 7 for 8 part was pretty impressive, though. You know, when you go back and look at it, he does have good moves. He's got some crafty in there. He just, you know, got a little happy feet. And in the Gonzaga, he didn't have that. And he easily could have had that in the Gonzaga because they're so big. And, you know, his ball rattled in. I mean, a couple times I thought his shot, if it was hockey, the red light would have went off because it was deep enough into the goal for it to be counted. But it didn't go in. And so he didn't have a brilliant offensive night. But there's going to be a lot of boys that don't have a, you know, I saw the Texas tape. There were a lot of boys from the Texas team that didn't have a brilliant offensive night against Gonzaga down low either. So, Derek, we're really happy with Derek. Derek's going to have some big nights for the Jackets, we think.
We talked about Michael Hall, obviously. He's the kid that you go to when you need a bucket. Mario Burns, using a football analogy, he's a quarterback of the team, doing a great job at the point, but Wright doing a great job inside. But, you know, what we see is, what we saw, I think, is the Dickinson State game develop, which is unusual this early in the year, as we start seeing players start develop into their roles. And I thought you had a great example of that with some of the play underneath, particularly some of the hard-fought rebounds that you got from other players that maybe at the end of the night maybe didn't necessarily show up in the stats, but again, players starting to develop in their roles for this early in the year.
Well, I think sometimes we also take a look at points and we forget the other aspects, and you know, when we talk about the rebounding, Travis Bunker has 19 rebounds now. Or 18 rebounds. He's averaging 9 rebounds a game against Dickinson. He grabbed 8 rebounds against Gonzaga. Now, that's a bucket full of rebounds right now for a small forward. He had a double-double in the Dickinson State game. Now, we would like Travis to hunt for a shot more. You know, and him and I will have that discussion as the week goes on. In fact, we talked about it after the game. We need him to be more assertive because he's a really nice shooter, and he's going to have some really nice nights for us. But I need for him to be as aggressive looking to score as he is to rebound. But right now, I'm telling you, what do you have, 10 rebounds, 12 points in the Dickinson State game? He had a big-time putback at a real critical time in that game. And he's money at the free throw line when everybody else was, you know, him and Brett Taylor were just tremendous at the free throw line in the Dickinson State game, and so we need to get him to the foul line. But Mario is just fast. I mean, he's really, really fast. I mean, none of those guards from Gonzaga were faster than him. I can tell you that. None of them were quicker than him either. They, you know, the young freshman they have from Houston, he takes the ball from a lot of people a lot of times. And he couldn't take the ball away from Mario, nor could he take it away from Brett.
Coach's Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana Photo Design, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back to finish off the Coach's Show after this 2-minute timeout.
At Perkins Restaurants, breakfast is a specialty. Breakfast is a tradition. Breakfast is served all day. But best of all, breakfast is just the beginning. Sure, you can get big fluffy omelets and golden buttermilk pancakes, but we also serve juicy burgers and mile-high melts, bread bowl salads, and hearty dinners like jumbo shrimp, grilled top sirloin steak, homestyle pot roast, even butterball roast turkey and dressing. At Perkins, we set the menu, but you pick the time. And no matter what time of day it is, you'll find a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, friendly staff, and your own pot of coffee right at your table. We even have our own bakery with fresh baked pies like luscious chocolate French silk and caramel apple. For all your favorites, served all day long. Now there's a Perkins right nearby. Stop in real soon. Perkins. Breakfast is just the beginning.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back to the Montana State Billings Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach of the Montana State Billings men's team, off a opening season win, exhibition win over Dickinson State, and then the loss last Saturday at Gonzaga. This Saturday, they're taking on Montana Western. That's at 7 o'clock. Coach, obviously another very winnable game for you, but even apart from wins and losses, you know, after the first two games, what are some of those things that you wanted to shore up heading into the big matchup against Montana Western? What are some of those things that, you know, that were real positive out of the first two games that you hope to see continue? Just kind of a general synopsis of you, if you will, of what you hope to see on Saturday.
Well, you and I have talked about it off the radio and on the radio, and coaches use it all the time. We're a work in progress. The key is the work. You know, putting the effort and work in. This team, it's been a pleasant journey so far, and I know there are going to be some bumps, but this team has really worked to get better. There was a lot of improvement between the Dickinson State and the Gonzaga. The work effort going into this game is going to be critical. I mean, Western has a lot of games under their belt. They went down and played Southern Utah, and we're down 16 or 17 points, and then we're up 4 halfway through the fourth quarter of that game. They've got several guys in Micah Myers, and their point guards are really, really good shooters and scorers. They spread the floor out. They change and use multiple defenses, which we haven't seen yet. So this is a Western team that beat us by, I think, 22 or 24 last year, handily. I mean, the game was over. I watched the game. The game was over, you know, near the front of the second half, you know, truth be told. This is a team that's got a lot of weapons. They shoot the ball aggressively. And when those balls are going in the hole, they're hard to play. So we're going to need to really shore up what we do defensively. I think that's an area that we're going to have to get better at. We're going to have to get tighter in what we do. You know, and then just, like I said, again, just continue to get better and be more aggressive and be assertive.
All right, George Pfeiffer, head coach of the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. Best of luck to you on Saturday. Looking forward to seeing what's happened over the last week after your nice wins over Dickinson State and the loss to Gonzaga. Again, congratulations on a nice start, and best of luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Montana State Billings Coaches Show brought to you by Offographics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. And this is Ken Adelblue with another edition of the Montana State Billings Coaches Show. Thank you, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.